You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Words cannot even describe how good it is to be here recording an episode, chatting with you over at the Food Freedom Life Podcast. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you tuning in after such a long hiatus. And genuinely, I do really appreciate you being here. I know that I've taken some time away from the podcast, and it kind of turned into this break where I needed it over the holidays. The holidays were just so busy and so crazy, doing so many family things and seeing friends. And it was my birthday, which is awesome, but it was just like so much. And then I feel like January kind of hit the ground running in terms of seeing clients again and seeing all the people that I like didn't get to see over the, you know, week that I took off over the holidays. It's just, yeah, life kind of got really a lot for a second there. And I'm not saying that it's not a lot now, but I feel like I have a second to breathe to come back on here and chat with you. So yeah, where the heck have I been? I mean, I, over the holidays, took a little bit of time to also go to Mexico. I guess that wasn't really over the holidays. That was kind of end of January, but I went to Mexico. I went to Puerto Vallarta with Adrian, my husband, and it was such an amazing time. We stayed at the, what was it called? The Crystal Nuevo? No, that wasn't it. We stayed at the Crystal Grand. The Nuevo is like a different resort, but we stayed at the Crystal Grand in Puerto Vallarta. It was amazing. It wasn't the nicest resort that we've ever been to. I would say that some other resorts we've been to have been nicer. We booked it off of this like really interesting timeshare package type presentation. We didn't buy a timeshare, but basically the deal was that if we went, we had to go to a timeshare presentation. And so basically because of that, we got a really, really good deal on the week away. We paid like honestly less for the both of us than we would have paid for just one of us if we hadn't booked through this deal. So that was kind of, we're like, yeah, like let's just go away and let's just experience it. And maybe it's the best, maybe it's not, but we had an amazing time regardless. We still ate some really good food. We spent a ton of time on the beach. We saw so many whales. We spent a lot of time in the pool. We had lots of quality time together. And that's really what going away is for me, is just like spending quality time, slowing down, unplugging, and turning my brain off a little bit. So I'm already looking forward to next year's trip. I love going to a resort if I can in January. Like it's not always possible, but it's just a really nice way to like get away and not have to think about anything for a week. And then after going away, I think I just started overthinking the podcast. Like when you've taken time away from something, you know how when you want to come back to it, it almost feels overwhelming. And then it feels like this massive task. And it feels like something that you've created all of these like perfectionistic expectations around. And so you just kind of avoid it. I tend to see that a lot with my clients and exercise. There's a lot of expectations around it. And so it's easier to just not engage. And I think that's kind of what happened with the podcast. But you know what? I just had a shower midday. It's literally 3:30 in the afternoon. And I was like, you know what? I want to have a shower. I want to wash my hair. And then I was in the shower and I was like, when I'm done, I have a little bit of time before I have to take out Archie, I am going to record a podcast episode. So those are my real and raw thoughts. That's where we're at today. We're here. We're recording a podcast episode. So thank you for coming along for the ride. And what I wanted to chat about today was something I got inspiration from a client session I had earlier today with one of my lovely, amazing clients. And we were talking about fear of judgment about your body. And this came up, my client was sharing just about how when she knows that she's going to be going to an event or seeing friends, seeing people, that as soon as those plans are made, she starts to overthink it in her head. You know, what am I going to wear? What are other people going to think? My body has changed. I don't know how I perceive myself. And so I don't really know how much my body has changed, but I know it has. What are they going to think? Are they going to still love me? Are they going to judge me? What's going to happen? Is someone going to say something? And then all of these spiraling thoughts just really taking over her life and her day and her ability to be present. So that's kind of what I wanted to get into today, because we had a really great conversation about it. And I was like, you know what? Other people are really going to benefit from this too. So why not just dive into it in the podcast? And I think this is such an important thing to talk about, this fear of judgment about your body, because it does really have an impact in how you show up in terms of your confidence. If you are in your head, you're not in your body. You're thinking about your body, but you're not in it. You are disconnected. And when you're disconnected, you're not present, right? You're not engaged fully in conversation. You're not maybe going up and talking to people. You're not thinking about, you know, oh, I wanted to talk to this person about this thing. You're not being your authentic self. You're not stepping into your favorite self. You're not being that person. You're not being you, right? You're just in your head. You are making yourself small. You are avoiding taking up space. You are hiding. And it might not be intentional, and it's likely not intentional, but when you're in your head about your body and you're just thinking about your body constantly, you are disconnected from yourself. And then that affects your ability to be confident, right? But that gremlin in your brain probably tells you that it's because of your body that you're not confident. It's because of your body that you're not striking up conversation and going and talking to people or sharing that funny story that happened the other day that you, you know, heard from your coworker or happened at work or whatever, right? It's because of your body. But no, that's not true. It is not because of your body. It's because of how you are thinking about your body. Your body and how it looks is ultimately irrelevant to your confidence and your ability to show up and be your truest, most outgoing self. And it's okay if you don't identify as being outgoing. I think there's, you know, a spectrum of that, but whatever that means for you, whatever being outgoing means for you, it affects your ability to step into that. And so talking about this fear of judgment about your body, I think that's the first thing to know, is just that your confidence does not have to do with your body. It's how you think about your body. And so this fear of judgment about your body, where does it come from? What experiences in your life have you had that have led you to fear judgment about your body? Maybe it's when you were younger and you heard your mom talking about her body in a really negative way. And you think, oh my God, is that how people think about bodies? Is that what my mom thinks about my body? Maybe she commented on your body. Maybe your dad did. Maybe both of your parents did. Maybe there's a lot of talk in your family about weight and bodies and fat and thin and weight loss and all of these things. And it seeped into your mind from a really young age. Maybe you were bullied in school. Maybe you had experiences with friends where you were excluded and it was about your body. Maybe you just had experiences in life where you were excluded. Maybe it was friend groups or coworkers or whoever. And even though it wasn't actually about your body, you had this internalized fat phobia, and so it became about your body. Maybe you saw messages on TV about fat versus thin bodies and how being in a bigger body is bad and how you're going to be the butt end of jokes. And that created this fear of judgment about your body. It played into how you see yourself and how you view yourself. It's really interesting the ways in which we hear about bodies and see messages about bodies and how that influences how we feel about ourselves, how that influences our perception of ourselves and our weight. And so for you, I want you to just think about some of these origins of where you started to fear judgment about your body and give that version of you so much love. If you don't remember exactly when it all started or when you started to fear judgment about your body, that's okay. Whatever sticks out to you the most in your mind, that version of you that really started to fear judgment about your body, send that version of you so much love. I want you to imagine her, give her a hug, tell her that she's safe, tell her that she's loved, tell her that she's okay, tell her that she's going to be loved. That is not going anywhere. That is not fragile. And she doesn't need to be so fearful. She doesn't need to hold on to that fear for you. She doesn't need to keep you safe in any way. You've got her. You're going to keep her safe. Of course, we can't go back and we can't change our past experiences. We can't go back and, you know, tell your aunt to screw off when she talks about your body in a negative way, or when your friend at school starts pointing at people and judging them and laughing about the fat on their bodies. We can't go back and change these things, but we can acknowledge that it's these past versions of ourselves that are hurting in those moments when we feel that fear of judgment about our bodies, and we can give them some love and we can help them to feel safe. And we can also work on slowly developing a deeper sense of knowing that, hey, if anything does happen now, if anybody does comment on my body, if anything actually comes up, like, I've got this. I can handle it. I have people who love me. I have friends. I have family. I have a partner. I have whoever. Maybe it's even just one person. It does not matter. But I have people that I know deep in my heart and in my soul, at the depths of my being, I know that they love me no matter what. I know that if my body changes, they're not going to change how they feel about me. They are still going to value me. They're still going to want to spend time with me. They're still going to put in just as much effort to our relationship. Nothing is going to change. Because when we have that foundation, when we have that security, that helps us to feel more safe in the present and helps us to challenge that fear and that inner gremlin, that inner bully that comes up that tells us, everyone's going to judge you and everyone's going to think negatively of you and no one is going to like you anymore and no one's going to want to be your friend. Whatever it says to you, if we have that deeper sense of knowing, we can pull on evidence that proves it and we can reassure our past selves and our present selves that, hey, we're safe. That's when you can move on with your life. Not saying that you're going to feel 1000%, but that's when we can move on, be more present, engage in our life and engage in situations and step into our more confident self. Because that's really what it is in those moments when we are fearing so strongly judgment about our bodies. It's that we have some sort of unmet need. And if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me talk about that before when it comes to hard body image moments. Those come up because we have some sort of need that feels threatened. We have some sort of unmet need that we need to learn how to meet in that moment so that we don't just hyper-focus on our bodies, so that we don't scapegoat our bodies and put all of that negative energy and attention onto our physical self, because it actually really has nothing to do with our bodies. We have this unmet need that we have either just been taught that it does rest on our bodies, or we are looking to our bodies and beating them up and maybe making plans about diets or how we're going to change them or how we're going to fix it as a means of control. And so really digging in and asking yourself, what need is not being met for me right now? And sometimes it's a psychological need. Sometimes it's a physiological need, right? Sometimes it has to do with a need for acceptance. Sometimes it's like, I don't feel like people are going to accept me. I don't feel like my friends are going to accept me, or the people in this place that I'm going, they're not going to accept me. And that need that we all have for acceptance feels really threatened. Maybe it's your need for love, and that kind of ties into acceptance too, but feeling like people aren't going to love me. People aren't going to love me as much. And that feels really, really awful. Maybe in terms of physiological needs, maybe you're feeling really tired. Maybe you just have such a short leash because you're feeling exhausted. And so you channel that into your body. That can be an unmet need. Maybe you're also feeling overstimulated. Maybe you are, yeah, like wearing clothes that are too tight and that are constricting you, and that feels physically uncomfortable. That doesn't mean you need to change your body. That means you need to put on some clothes that fit. That means your need is comfort in that moment. That's what you need. But whatever that unmet need is, and this is something I talk about more with my clients and identifying what that is and what that looks like, we need to figure out, what do I need to meet my own need in this moment, right? If I need acceptance, can I give myself that validation? Can I look back at past experiences where maybe my body has changed and people have still loved me, or the fact that my friends show up for me always, no matter what, that their acceptance of me is not going to change based on my body and how my body fluctuates or how my body looks on one particular given day? Can I look back at the evidence that I have in my life? Can I maybe reach out to a friend and not necessarily ask for validation of, like, do I look okay? But can I just reach out and, like, talk to a friend? Can I chat with somebody and remind myself that they do love me and that they don't care and that it's not a big deal? Can I go maybe into my physical space? Maybe you live with somebody, you live with a roommate, you live with a partner. Can I just go hang out with them? Can I ask for a hug? Can I ask for what I need? Because that is genuinely what you need. You don't need to be beating up your body and treating it like a punching bag and get into this deep, deep, deep dark spiral. You need to acknowledge that you have an unmet need in that moment when you are really fearing judgment, when you are really getting down on your body, and you just need to figure out how to meet that need. Because then you can move on, you can focus less on your body, and you can be present. You can step into your body and into yourself. I think something that's so important to mention too is just that when you have those past experiences of losing weight and then getting validated from everybody in your life or certain people in your life, it makes it really hard to not assume the opposite, right? If you have been validated for losing weight, it's hard to not assume that people must be judging you for gaining weight, right? If they thought I was so great for losing weight, they must think I'm so awful and a failure and disgusting for gaining weight. But I think that's just such an important reframe to make for yourself that first, I mean, the people who are validating you for weight loss don't understand that weight loss comments are harmful. They don't know what they're commenting on. They don't know what they're complimenting on. They could be validating an eating disorder. They could be validating some sort of other illness, mental health or physical illness that you just don't know. And people who make those comments just don't get it. And people who make those comments, either one, are feeling really insecure in themselves and wish that they would lose weight. And so they feel like, I need to validate this to give more energy to this because maybe it'll motivate me and it'll help me to lose weight and, you know, finally make a change for myself, because they're just feeling so insecure about themselves. Or two, they've just been so conditioned to validate and compliment weight loss, right? They have lived their whole life in diet culture too, and they have been conditioned that weight loss is inherently a good thing and we need to compliment it because it means that that person has put in work and they've, you know, changed their lifestyle and they've done all these really awesome things for themselves and they're healthier and all of that, which not inherently true, right? We don't know that necessarily. We don't know what that person is doing. We don't know if they're healthier. We don't know any of it, but people have been conditioned. And so the people who are complimenting weight loss are either thinking that I need to give more energy to this and I want this really bad, or two, they just have been conditioned and it's like as automatic as asking, how are you? They don't even think about it. They're not putting much thought into it, but they're saying it. And just because people have validated your weight loss does not mean they have the opposite reaction to you gaining weight. It doesn't mean that that level of praise and validation that you got for losing weight turns into negative feelings and thinking about the weight gain or any other changes in your body shape or size or whatever. That's not how it works. People do not respond in that way. It's not inherently the opposite. It's not just that people are being polite and like shutting their mouths and not saying anything, but they're really actually stewing about you in their head and they're going on thinking about it and how your body's changed and oh my God, what's happened to her and she's let herself go. People don't care. Genuinely, people do not care. Are there certain people that have a really awful relationship with food and a really terrible relationship with their body that do care? Yes, of course. I'm not going to deny that there are those people. That has everything to do with them. That has nothing to do with you. That is not your circus. Those are not your monkeys. That has everything to do with how they feel about themselves. 95 to 99% of people don't care. We view the world through our eyes first, right? As humans, we are visual creatures. That is how we take in information about our surroundings. We use our eyes and then we go a layer deeper and we get more information once we can, you know, immerse ourselves in that situation, ask questions, explore a little bit more. But first, we take in information with our eyes first. And so people, yes, might notice, hey, let's just say they will notice that your body has changed if it has changed. probably not as much as you think they're going to notice, because you are in your body 24/7 and you know the most how much your body has changed. Other people, like, they don't actually really notice that much unless it's a large change in your body. They're not going to notice. But if they do notice, if there has been a change in your body, and if they do take notice to that, it is just information. They take that in visually, they store it, and then they go a layer deeper, right? They ask how you're doing, what's new with you, how's life, how's your job, how's your family, how are your hobbies, whatever else. They want to know about you. They want to know what's going on with you. And that is also going to play into maybe the information and how they interpret your weight gain. And I'm not saying that you need to justify it. I'm not saying that you need to, like, go explain yourself or anything like that. But people are also going to be like, oh, she's fine. Like, there's no big deal. There's nothing wrong with this. This is whatever. I'm moving on. People are not stewing about it. They're not sitting there thinking about you, judging you, making mean comments about you, thinking about how their perception of you has changed and how their opinion of you has changed and how everything they knew about you was fake. Like, no, people do not care that much. Just because people have validated your weight loss does not necessarily mean they think the opposite negative reaction about your weight gain. Do not forget that. Drill that into your brain. Remind yourself of that whenever you need to. Come back to this podcast episode and re-listen to this when you need a wake-up call, because it's true. People care about you, and anybody who is going to show you anything otherwise, if they are going to give that much care and energy into your body, great. Now you know their true colors. You have seen who they really are. You've seen what they care about, that it's not you, that it's something so superficial that ultimately has nothing, you know, is not necessarily a gauge of how you are actually doing. And so you now get to decide, because they've shown you their true colors, how you want to proceed with the relationship. Do you want to set a boundary? Do you want to see them less? Do you not want to see them at all? Do you not want to talk to them as often? Like, you get to decide that. You are in the driver's seat. You're in charge. Don't forget that. Another piece I want to mention with this fear of judgment that comes from your body changing, or just, like, showing up in the body that you have, is so much of that fear is coming from the fact that you are placing too much value on how you look when you show up for social experiences, when you show up for work, whatever it is that you're feeling anxious about. If you are feeling so worried about that fear of judgment, it's because you're putting too much value on how you look in terms of how you show up as a human in general, right? If you are putting 100% of the pressure on your physical self, on your body, on your weight, of course you're going to feel anxious about it if it's changed. Of course you're going to feel really in your head about it. Of course you're going to feel so negative because you're putting all of the pressure on it. And that's not fair. That's not realistic either. Your body is not 100% of how you show up. I want you to think about the people who you love the most. When you think of them and how they show up for you and what you value about them and what you love about them, how much of that is how they look? How much of that is their body? Chances are it's pretty low. Yeah, if you picture them in your head, you might picture their body and their size is, of course, a part of that. But if you're thinking about them and why you want them in your life, why you continue to give your energy to them and check in on them and hang out with them and see them and whatever, what do you love about them? Is it their body? No. And that's also not how you show up either. You want to see your friends, you want to see your people, you want to meet new people because you want to hear about their stories. You want to get to know them as these holistic individuals. And yeah, their looks and their body might be part of how they show up. And of course, you know, then, like, how people dress themselves and their fashion sense and their unique style and all that really cool stuff. But it's their personalities, right? It's their openness. It's how they speak their mind. It's their humor. It's how friendly they are. It's the stories that they have to tell and the interests that they have. It's all of these really beautiful things. And again, yeah, their body is a part of how they show up because we are visual creatures. That's just who we are as humans. But if we imagine it as a pie chart of all the ways that people show up, your body is such a small sliver of that pie. It's on there, sure. I don't think it's helpful to deny that it's on there. It is, but it's such a small piece of that pie. Do not let it become 100% of that pie, because that's not reality and that's not helpful for you. It's making you feel like crap. It's making you overanalyze your body, and it's not true. Your body is a small part of how you show up. And so what I want you to do is actually draw a pie chart. What are all the parts that make you you? How do you show up? What do people like about you? Why do they want to talk to you? Why do they want to see you, right? Maybe it's your openness. You speak your mind, your humor. You are really good at connecting people. Maybe you're really empathetic. Maybe you're really humble. Maybe you're really genuine. Maybe you tell great stories. Maybe you have really interesting interests and you go down really cool rabbit holes, and so you have a lot to talk about. Maybe you're really into reading and books and you're into literature. Maybe you love watching documentaries. Maybe you love pop culture and you just know all the things that are happening in the celebrity world. Whatever it is, there are so many things about you that make you you, whether it's your interests or just parts of your personality or how you spend your time, that have nothing to do with your body. And that is why people are interested in you. That is why people love you. That is why people show up for you. That fear of judgment comes from putting too much emphasis that is not real on your body for how you show up. Doesn't matter if, you know, you're showered and you're clean and you've like brushed your hair and, you know, you're wearing clean clothes. Yeah, of course, because that is, again, you know, even if we go past that initial layer, we go a layer deeper, people, you know, do notice that, and that is an important thing, sure. But your body physically is not something people are going to hold grudges against you by or change their opinion of you as a human by. And it's not something that you need to judge yourself by. Get out of your head about that. Get into your body. Identify your unmet needs. Put less pressure on your physical self. Remind yourself of all these other reasons of how you show up. And make sure you have some comfy clothes too, because that's super important. But I have to go take out Archie now for a walk. I've already talked more than I thought I was going to, but I genuinely hope this was helpful for you. If you're listening to the end, thank you. If you want to connect with me further, I do have my Empowered Eaters Collective. It's $60 a month. I raised the price recently. If you want the old price, which was $34 a month, reach out to me. I'm happy to help you out with that if that's a barrier for you in terms of joining. We meet every single week on Zoom, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. We have a group platform. You can ask questions, you can talk, you can share. You also have access to all of my courses in there, including my signature Food Freedom Forever program. So yeah, there's no reason not to join. Really, it's an awesome place. Everyone's lovely. It's such a great community, and it's my lowest cost version of support. So get in there. What are you waiting for? But yeah, it was so nice talking to you. It was so nice being here. Thank you for listening again. And I will look forward to seeing you very, very soon for more podcast episodes. Talk to you later.